Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, arrived in the western Iranian province of Kurdistan on Tuesday and received a rapturous welcome from folks in the provincial capital of Sanandaj. Addressing the people, Ayatollah Khamenei said Islamic Iran owes its dignity to the great bravery of its people. The leader underlined efforts by the Iranian nation in recent years to reach self-sufficiency has dramatically improved the status of the country across the world. Elsewhere in the remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei touched upon development projects implemented in Kurdistan province since the Islamic Revolution, adding before the revolution the despotic Pahlavi regime wouldn't even think about running each project there, that is such projects there. The leader then urged Iranians to remain vigilant against enemy plots to drive a wedge between Shiites and Sunnis in the country. Ayatollah Khamenei also called for a huge turnout at the upcoming Iranian presidential election. Iran's first vice president left Tanzania and arrived in the autonomous island of Zanzibar on Tuesday. While in Tanzania, Parviz Davoodi signed four cooperation documents with the African nation. Under the agreements, the two sides will develop mutual ties in the fields of politics, agriculture and commerce. The visiting Iranian official also met with a number of Tanzanian businessmen. At the meeting, he said some $200 billion is to be funneled into Iran's oil and gas industry during the next 5 years, and that the figure will reach $350 billion in 10 years' time. Davoodi then underlined Iran is a suitable country for foreign investment given the global financial crisis. Iranian Foreign Minister Manoohar Mottaki says the country will increase the number of overseas ballot boxes for the upcoming presidential elections. During a meeting with members of the supervisory board in Tehran, the Iranian minister added recent opinion polls indicate there will be a high turnout by Iranian expatriates in the June the 12th vote. He went on to say all necessary arrangements have been made to handle a large turnout by Iranian nationals abroad. Select female personnel in Iran's industries and mines sector were recognized during a ceremony in Tehran late Monday. Present at the ceremony was Iranian Minister of Industries and Mines, Ali Akbar Mehrabian, who described the role of women in officials' decision-making as important and influential. Mehrabian added, one of the achievements of Iran is that the country's industries and mines sector employs more than 110,000 women. He also announced his ministry is implementing a health scheme for women in all industries, that is, all industrial plants across the nation. Iranian researchers have developed the technology and at the same time opened a semi-industrial unit to produce metal oxide nanos.